Welcome to Startup Business 101, where we empower entrepreneurs with the knowledge and resources they need to start, grow, and manage their businesses. You don't have to do this alone. We are here to help you become successful. Now, here's your host, John Reyes.
Welcome, dreamers and doers, to another riveting episode of Startup Business 101 podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that makes or breaks moments for entrepreneurs. How to get a business loan. Picture this. After months of late nights of countless cups of coffee and endless determination, I found myself sitting across from a bank manager, my business plan in hand, heart pounding with anticipation. This wasn't just another meeting. It was the moment that could turn my startup business into reality. The outcome? Beyond amazing. Not only did I secure a loan, but I also gained invaluable insight into the lending world that I am eager to share with you. Hi, my name's John Reyes, host of Startup Business 101 and a former banker myself. In my journey, I discovered that it's not just about asking for money. It's about proving to the banker that you're a bet worth making. From understanding how much money your company truly needs to detailing your plans for every single dollar and cent, these insights are game changers. I've learned the hard way that banks aren't just looking for a potential business to lend or at your potential business income. They're dissecting your personal financial health as well as how it interplays with your business aspirations. But here's the kicker. Knowing exactly how much you need to borrow and a crystal clear picture of how you're going to repay the loan back is key. It shows the lender that you're not just another hopeful entrepreneur, but a calculated risk taker ready to take on the market by storm. So whether you're on the brink of launching your startup business or you're gearing up to take on the next level within your business, this episode is a roadmap to navigate the complex world of business loans. Armed with my firsthand experience, a detailed business plan, and the bonus steps that put you ahead of the competition, I'm here to guide you through the process. Our guarantee is by the end of this episode, you'll be equipped with the knowledge and confidence to secure all that is important, your business loan, turning your entrepreneur dreams into a tangible success. So buckle up. And let's embark on this journey together. Your startup's future might just hinge on the next few minutes. First, you have to know how much money your business makes. Imagine you're planning an ultimate road trip. Before you hit the gas, you need to know exactly how much fuel you've got in the tank and how far it'll take you. This is precisely why understanding how much money your business makes or could potentially make is crucial when you're on the journey to securing a business loan. It's your financial fuel gauge. Banks and lenders are like co-pilots in the entrepreneur adventure. They need to be convinced that your journey has a promising destination and that you've got enough fuel in the tank to get there. When you walk into a bank with a clear picture of your business income and a detailed forecast for your startup, you're not just sharing your numbers, you're telling a compelling story of success. It's like showing up with a roadmap that highlights the treasures at the end of the road. Your business plan isn't just a document. It's a narrative that spells out how your business operates, where the money is coming from, and how is it going out. This clarity and foresight can turn skeptics into believers, making lenders more inclined to invest in your journey. For startups, presenting a well-researched forecast of potential income is like drawing a map of uncharted territories based on meticulous research and understanding of the landscape. You're essentially saying, look, we haven't started this engine yet, but when we do, here's exactly how we plan to navigate the path to prosperity. It's crucial, however, to anchor these projections in reality. Overestimating your potential might seem like a shortcut in impressing the lender. But remember, banks have their compass and maps too. They have resources and software that tell them exactly what's realistic for your business and your demographics. So why is this so important to know how much money your business makes or could make? because it's the foundation upon which your entire loan application journey rests. It gives your lender the confidence that you've done the homework and you know what you're doing. Armed with this knowledge, you're not just asking for a loan. You're inviting someone to join you in the excitement, a well-planned expedition towards growth and success. And who wouldn't want to be a part of that adventure? Next, you have to know how much debt your business has. Imagine you're planning a grand feast, a banquet that every dish presents a dream or a goal in your business. But there's a twist. For every new dish that you want to add to the table, you need to make sure there's enough room and that it doesn't overshadow or take away from the dishes that are already there. This is akin to understanding how much debt your business has in terms of monthly payments when you're looking to secure another loan. Knowing the amount of debt your business carries is crucial because it's like assessing how much space you have at your banquet table before adding more dishes. It's all about balance. Lenders look at your business's existing debt to gauge how well you manage your current financial obligations and whether you have the capacity to take on and manage additional debt. It's a bit like being a master chef who needs to ensure that every ingredient and dish not only fits on the table, but also complements each other, enhancing the overall dining experience without overwhelming it. When you present a clear picture of your business debt to the lender, you're effectively laying out the current spread of your banquet. It shows that you're aware of your commitments, your responsibilities, and how to manage them, and you're thoughtful about how the new loan fits into the existing setup. This transparency builds trust and confidence, showing lenders that you're not just impulsive, adding dishes to the feast and not thinking about how they fit, but are meticulously planning each addition to ensure it enhances the overall well experience. And in this situation, your business in making sure that this additional loan will be beneficial to your business and potential growth. For startups or businesses in the planning stages, illustrating a detailed plan of anticipated monthly expenses demonstrates foresight and responsibility. It's like planning an elaborate meal on paper, considering every detail from ingredient to cooking times to ensure that once the cooking begins, everything will go together harmoniously. In simple terms, understanding and communicating your business existing debt is essential because it helps the lender see the bigger picture of your financial health. It reassures them that their contribution will be beneficial to your business and not hurt it. Knowing your debt levels and sharing them transparently with lenders is a testament to your ability as a business owner to manage your finances wisely and to keep the knowing your debt levels and sharing them transparently with your lender is a testament to your ability as a business owner to manage your finances wisely. Next, you're going to have to know how much money and debt you have personally. So let's imagine for a moment that you're the director of a movie. You've got this fantastic script, a dream team ready to take action, but you're looking to produce something that's beyond the budget you currently have in your pocket. Here's where the plot thickens. The producers, or in this real-world scenario, the banks, need to know if the director have the financial stability to lead these projects to a blockbuster finale. That's why they take keen interest in understanding both your personal financial landscape and the debt you're carrying. Think of it as them wanting to ensure that the director of the show isn't juggling too many scripts at once, risking the chance of dropping the ball on all of them. Your personal financial health gives the lenders a backstage pass into your world, revealing how well you manage your finances. If you're not able to manage your personal finances well, that is a direct show that you cannot manage a business's finances well. It's a clear glimpse into how you handle responsibility and risk, which in turn paints a perfect picture on how you might manage the business finances. This isn't just about numbers in your bank account or debts under your name. It's about showing the lenders that you're not only passionate about your business, but you're also grounded and prudent. After all, if you manage your own finances well, it's a good sign that you'll extend the same care and attention to your business finances. Moreover, lenders use this insight to calculate what's known as a debt-to-income ratio, a crucial number that helps them decide if you can handle the additional loan payments on top of the existing obligations. It's like ensuring the director has enough bandwidth and resources to not only start the movie, but also see it through to its grand premiere. So knowing how much money and debt you have personally is crucial because it's a significant factor to the lender's decision-making process. It helps them assess your risk and decide whether to invest in your vision. You must also answer, how much money are you asking for? Imagine you're stepping into the world's most enchanting candy store. Your eyes are wide open at an endless jar of sweets lining the walls. I remember seeing a M&M store in Vegas once where there was a whole bunch of M&Ms against the wall. It was amazing. Each jar offered a unique treat in different flavors and different colors. But here's the catch. To indulge in these delights, you need to tell the shopkeeper exactly how much you want. This is precisely what it's like when figuring out how much money you're asking for in a business loan. It's about knowing your appetite, not just the sweet taste of success, but for the responsibility that comes with it. Knowing the exact amount of money you need is like walking into that candy store with a clear list. You're there not just to satisfy your sugar cravings, but to select the right ingredients for the grand feast of your planning. It's about precision, understanding the scale of your ambition and the resources required to turn it into reality. This clarity is crucial because it shows lenders that you're not just whimsically filling your basket with every tempting treat or, in this situation, just asking for a random amount of money. Instead, you've done your homework. You know the recipe for success and you're focused on the specific ingredients you need. This step in securing a business loan is also about trust, but it shows another level of credibility. When you present a well-researched figure to your bank, it tells them that you've meticulously calculated the cost of this new venture you're taking. You've considered every equipment you'll need, the staffing, the marketing, and every aspect of your business that has to be evaluated, and you've arrived at a sum that will cover these necessary needs without excess. It's a testament to your planning skills and your commitment to the stewardship of the resources entrusted to you. Moreover, banks are like wise shopkeepers of the financial world. They've seen many dreamers walk through their doors. When you come prepared with the precise numbers, it sets you apart. It's a signal that you're serious, prepared, and ready to make the most of the loan. The bank then uses these figures to assess how the loan will fit into your financial landscape. Calculate that debt-to-income ratio that we talked about. Then they'll crunch the numbers to look into the business income, your personal debt, and to ensure that your new business loan is something that will fit your business well. Knowing how much you are asking for is not just about asking itself. It's about showing your role in your meticulous planning, your vision of an entrepreneur, who you see yourself in the future, how it will grow, and how the loan will help you see that vision come to fruition. The last question you're going to have to ask, or rather answer for your banker, is how do you plan on paying them back? Probably the most important question that you could answer for that banker. Imagine you're about to embark on that grand dinner that we were talking about earlier. You've found a generous patron willing to fund this lavish affairs under one condition. You must lay out a clear plan for repaying this kindness. This scenario mirrors the crucial step of explaining how you plan to pay back your business loan. This step is crucial because it's where trust is built the most. It's like promising your friend you'll return a borrowed vehicle or some money that you borrowed from him, not just with your words, but with the plan that you've showed them and the thought-out, trusted plan. By outlining a repayment plan, you're demonstrating to the bank that you're not just a visionary with a big idea. But a pragmatic planner who understands the importance of finance commitment and stewardship. It's about showing that your business isn't just about creating value, but also about sustaining it, honoring the partnership that will help you. Explaining how you plan to pay back this loan is so important because it gives a bank a window into your business financial health and your acumen as an entrepreneur. It reassures them that their investment won't vanish into the ether, but will be nurtured and returned with interest, allowing that cycle of support and growth to continue. And I'll tell you, once businesses make a loan to you and you repay them, and how you have a proven record with them, they will want to continue to lend you more money. This isn't just a formality. It's a cornerstone of your financial relationship building. It's your chance to show the robustness of your business model, the reliability of your venture, and the commitment to your fiscal responsibility. Moreover, this planning demonstrates foresight. It's about looking beyond the immediate exhilaration of launching or expanding your business and considering the journey ahead. It shows that you're not just living in the moment, but you're planning for the future, ensuring that your business is not just a fleeting spectacle, but a lasting legacy. Now, I wanted to provide you some bonus information. I've mentioned the five questions that you're going to need to be able to answer for your banker. But there's also some documents that I would tell you to bring in every meeting when meeting with the bank. So first, you're going to want to bring at least 3 years of financials. That would be 3 years of tax returns on the business and 3 years of tax returns on you personally. Some loans require 2 years, while others require 3, depending on how much you're asking and what type of loan you're asking for. This also proves what you've been stating in your business plan and what you've told the banker that you make personally. In the banking world, everything has to be documented. Next, you're going to want to bring your business plan. Your business plan acts as the script for your future success. This isn't just any script, though. It's a carefully crafted document that outlines everything about your business. It has to mention how you're going to make the money that you said you were going to make, all the expenses that you said you were going to make, and then how much money you're going to wind up having left over. Everything else you have in that business plan, all what I call the fluff, all the stuff that people fill in with grandiose missions and visions and go on for pages about how great they're going to wind up becoming, really doesn't move that banker that much. They're going to want to know the numbers and how that fits into the loan you're requesting, and again, how you're going to pay it back. Finally, any additional documents you have to provide to support your loan request. Let's say you're an existing business and you're wanting to expand your business. You may need some documentation showing the purpose for that expansion. Let's say you're a machine shop and you're going to take on 5 other customers. You're going to have a letter of intent or some type of proof to show that these other businesses are going to do business with you. Word of mouth and somebody saying, hey, buddy, I'm going to wind up using your company for these next big projects doesn't work for a banker. Again, it has to be in writing. So if you're expanding or anything in reference to expansion, buying new equipment, or anything else that you can provide to justify the additional money that you're asking for, please bring documentation for it. It helps your banker go to bat for you. So in essence, these 3 types of documents are your arsenal in your quest to secure that business loan. They serve a valid picture of your past, articulate where you are now, and your potential future, and substantiate your claims, ensuring that the banker sees not just the dreamer in front of them, but a doer, the entrepreneur with a plan, a vision, and a commitment to see it through. So as you prepare for that critical meeting, remember that these aren't just papers and projections you're carrying. They're the key to unlocking the doors of your business next big step. Now, as we wrap up this insightful journey through this essentials of securing a business loan, it's clear that understanding how to navigate this process is more than just the numbers. It's about painting a picture of your business's future and demonstrating the solid ground upon which your dreams are built. Knowing how much money you need, the debt you carry, both personally and professionally, and having a clear vision of your future, including a robust plan of how you plan to pay it back, are all crucial chapters in the story of your entrepreneurial success. Bringing along the 3 years of tax returns, a detailed business plan, and any supporting documents is like arming yourself with a shield and sword as you enter the arena, because you're not the only one that's asking for bank money. They serve as your defense and your strategy, providing to lenders that your venture is not just a castle built in the air, but a fortress with deep foundations. You're ready to stand the test of time and the market. You've prepared to be successful. As we close this episode, I encourage you to take these steps to heart. Let them guide you as you embark on this journey to secure a business loan. And remember, this is just one of the many adventures that we embark on together at the Startup Business 101 podcast. So if you've found this valuable today, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Stay tuned for more insights that will guide you to success and stories to fulfill your entrepreneurial spirit. We do have a YouTube channel, and one of the episodes is how to secure a business loan. So if you prefer watching YouTube channels, I would recommend that you check that out. I'll leave links in the notes so that you can find that easily. I'm John Reyes, your host, reminding you that in the world of startup businesses, the boldest dreams are always worth pursuing. Keep dreaming, keep planning, and keep pushing forward, because in the end, it's not just about the business you build, but the journey you're embarking on and the lives you're going to touch along the way. Again, subscribe, join our community, and let's make these dreams a reality together. I'll speak with you again soon.